Tim Cunningham, Lansing's on, who's on the other end of our line. Tim, good morning.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the band and what folks are going to hear from you on Saturday night.
The band, I've got two guys, well, actually three guys that are coming from St. Louis that I normally play with. Lenny McCandless is the guitar player, Jeff Taylor is the bass player, and Jeremiah Allen is my keyboard player. And he is also an incredible vocalist as well. And my drummer is a guy that I've played with for years, probably about 15 to 20 years. His name is Buster Smith. And that's going to be the lineup for the band. Again, we go on at 9 p.m. We expect people to be down there probably starting around, we'll start gathering around 5, 6 o'clock because it's very pretty crowded, especially with the fact that the PBS show Backstage Pass will be recording the show.
And I've never seen that before, but what they do is just record the concert and get some backstage stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what they do. It's about a good 60-minute segment, and you can go online after it's been edited and watch the show. Just type in Backstage Pass, and you probably type in my name, Tim Cunningham, and pull up the segment and online.
Tim, what's it like playing at home?
Oh, it's great at home. Being here, a lot of people that used to see us play at Tango's back in the day, back in the early 90s. And we get such great response. And I get a chance to see so many people that I went to school with and from my neighborhood. It's just awesome.
Do you ever get nervous when you go on?
No, I don't really. I've had people ask me that question in the past. The only time you really get nervous is when people are right on top of you, like in a jazz club or something like that, when they're like 5 feet away from you, 10 feet away from you, if you've never, if it's a spot that you've never played before, that you're unfamiliar with, and people don't know you. But, in a concert setting outside, people are usually about, at least 10 to 20 feet back. So I'm pretty comfortable with that. But it's just like I said, when they're right on top of you, as an example, I would never forget, being at a jazz club called the Jazz Bulls in Chicago, and this guy was sitting like literally 2 feet from me, smoking and blowing smoke in my face. That was a little nerve-wracking.
Will there be anyone that you'll want to see this weekend at the Jazz Festival?
Yes, actually, I want to see 496 West. And I want to see Coach McKesson. I did a couple of tapes with Coach McKesson years ago. We were down at the Green Door. And I used to see her there. She used to come and sit in with us. So that would be fun to see her.
All right. Now, I know you have the family here visiting your other family. What do the kids do? And will they be at the show, or will they say, I've seen Dad enough, I'm just going to stay home and play video games?
No, the kids will be at the show. They actually enjoy coming out and being in the crowd and stuff. So they'll probably help themselves CDs.
All right. The festival starts today at 4 o'clock. Tim will start at 9 o'clock. If you want to get a good seat, you want to get up close, you got to get there very early. Tim, I'll see you later today, and, of course, I'll see you Saturday night.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tony.